Hello and welcome to Lush. The Greater Manchester Law Centre is an organisation that aims to provide free legal advice and representation to the residents of the entirety of the Greater Manchester region. Their work focuses on the needs of clients who, for multiple reasons of exclusion, cannot access legal help from private solicitors. Lush's Olivia Graham went to the centre to talk with staff and volunteers and learn more about what this small but vitally important charity is all about.
So, Roz, can you start by telling me your position in the organisation?
I'm a development worker, and to explain that is best to go through a bit of an explanation about what the Law Centre is about. So we have fantastic services, advice services, but we're also a campaign for more law centres. We don't just want to give advice, we want to on issues such as benefits, we want to highlight how unjust benefit sanctions are, for example. So the campaigning wing of the organisation, that's my job, that's the social media, the marches, we're going on a march tomorrow, for example, the May Day Festival march, that's what I do. And part of that is recruiting volunteers. We have campaigning volunteers who write articles for us, who attend demonstrations with us, and recruiting and training and maintaining them, that's going to be part of my job as well.
Wow, so much to take on. Can you just tell us then an overview of what Greater Manchester Law Centre does?
So in terms of the services we do at the moment, we specialise in certain types of benefits. So what sets us apart from other services is that we don't do a broad range legal drop-in. We have specialised services for where there are gaps. At the moment, there's very, very little, if not actually no, access to someone that will help you fill in a form to apply for employment support allowance and then go with you right the way through to the end to the tribunal and stand up and represent you in the tribunal. We do that. That's a gap that we have filled. So although we only do specialised areas at the moment, we do them in depth. So benefits at the moment, it's our main thing. Employment support allowance and personal independence payment. We have a certain amount of drop-in sessions. At the moment, we've got a new community care drop-in session. We've done prison law drop-ins, and that's facilitated by friendly law centres doing it pro bono for us. We're consistently growing, consistently expanding. Housing is very topical in Manchester at the moment. That's where we would like to go next, but watch this space.
And can you tell us how your organisation has had to expand and grow and develop in response to the cuts to services?
Again, to really explain this, it's best to go through our story, like where we came from. So in 2014, there were 9 law centres across Manchester. And then this law centre, the Greater Manchester Law Centre, came out of basically the closure of the South Manchester Law Centre in 2014. So they really, really fought to stay open. This was before I joined, but I've heard the legend. So they were in the face of cuts and contract reorganisations, they ended up having to close. But there was a huge amount of community hunger to fight for another one. And I've heard stories of community meetings that people sort of felt they just kind of had to do to test the water. And then hundreds of people turned up and said, yeah, we want to fight for this. So this is very much a community project. People have done it for themselves. It was a community effort. There's an awful lot of individual effort doing it for ourselves, fighting the injustice of cuts to public services, such as the Law Centre, but also in a broad range. You know, we want to highlight the bigger issues. So we've sort of done it ourselves, community funded, community organised, and we opened up in September, September 2016, just gone, and started rolling out our services.
Wow. And can you talk to me a bit more about the importance of the community support you've had?
Yes. So for me, I've been involved for about 6 months or so. And for me, a really interesting moment was our launch. It was in February and we had a dinner and some speeches and about 400, 500 people turned up. These people didn't all turn up because they wanted legal advice. They turned up because they recognise how important this project is and that the passion of the people involved. So from that, we've got an incredible community platform. If we want to promote a campaign, it's going to get listened to because people are already on board when we haven't even started. So in terms of the community passion behind it, there's that. And then in terms of funding, we're doing this completely ourselves. We can't rely on statutory provisions. So in the long run, we're going to rely on funding from our members, funding from affiliates, fundraising efforts of the community. So we're going to be drawing on that base as well. This came out of community organising and it's through that we're going to sustain ourselves.
Great. And something else I read on your website is that you also want to encourage active citizens so that people don't only access the services, but they kind of take that initiative to continue the kind of campaigning that you're doing.
I volunteered on reception before I started working here, and quite frequently I'd speak to someone on the phone and maybe we would be able to help them with their specific issue, maybe we wouldn't, but then we'd get talking about the fact that it's so wrong that it's hard for them to find advice, or the fact that they were so lucky to have been able to find advice, and they go, yeah, actually I really appreciate what you're doing, can you send me a form and I'll get involved. Like, that's happened to me a few times. So yeah, we're not providing services because we're philanthropists, we're providing services because we want to fight for this. We want to continue doing it. And people that use our services recognise that often as well. So that's one way of growing.
And do you find that's been a successful part of the process for the organisation?
It's very early days yet, but we're just gaining momentum. I can't believe how much, when we post something on social media, it gets so much traction. You know, people are really responding to something about this project, myself included. I only joined 6 months ago, kind of as a slightly interested volunteer, and just got overwhelmed by how passionate people are that work here.
Can you tell us a bit more about how important the availability of legal aid is for people in Greater Manchester?
So as I said, there were 9 law centres, and then I think in 2014 onwards there were only 2. Now there's Bury, Rochdale and us. That's it. And for a lot of people, law centres are the only way they can get some face-to-face, professional walk-in advice. So the closure of legal services has that effect. People come in and they don't know, they are frightened about filling in a form, let alone standing up and representing themselves in court. And I read an article about 2 weeks ago, I think, about a woman that was arrested for begging on the street and couldn't get access to a lawyer and had to represent herself in court, and ended up doing, you know, she got 6 months for that. And the judge who gave her those 6 months made the comment that this is unacceptable. This is a really... it really shows how dire the state of affairs are. So this is really impacting people's lives. It's not an intangible thing that's going to have an impact down the line. It's something that's really, you know, we see the impact of it every day. I'm sure our volunteers can tell you about the people that come through the door that are just, they're so desperate for support that's just not there. That's what we're fighting for. That's why we're not just providing services for a small amount of people, although the services that we provide are essential. We're campaigning for the restoration of those services on a wider scale.
And with the next general election looming, what are your requests for the support of legal aid with your project?
Again, it's all part of the bigger picture. So restoration of legal aid in terms of literally getting a lawyer when you need to go to court, in terms of someone to help you fill in a form at somewhere like a law centre, this needs to be on the agenda. We believe that the access to justice is as fundamental as access to healthcare, as access to education. These are rights that should form part of public services. And it gets forgotten about because people think lawyers sort of have loads of money and loads of time to do pro bono work. And I think you only need to speak to a social welfare lawyer for 5 minutes to know that's not so much the case. And also, an extra branch of this, not just the restoration of professional legal services, but we want to support the future generation of social welfare lawyers as well. You know, I'm a law student, a lot of our volunteers are law students, and there's not a lot of incentives to go into social welfare law or housing or criminal. We're consistently told that it's a completely mad career path to go down. That's just so wrong, and that's, we are providing volunteers with an opportunity to get to see this world, with a motivation to continue to fight to work in this field. And we have a fantastic community platform to raise the profile of campaigns for lowering tuition fees, for greater access to education. I'm hoping to work closely with young legal aid lawyers who are currently doing a campaign around the social mobility of law students. We can help promote that campaign. We can help them with their research. That's just one example of the campaigning activity that we can do to actually further these aims.
Did you say it's something you're discouraged from going into this sector because it's like less paid or maybe there's less jobs?
I wouldn't say discouraged, but I've seen many a puzzled expression on career advisors' faces when I say I want to go into publicly funded law. They don't say don't do it, but you know, we're given lots of warnings. And I mean, they're not wrong to give those warnings, but it's sad that they have to. And yeah, we want to not only provide inspiration and motivation, but we want to campaign for support for people that want to go into publicly funded law.
And how is your work with current law students going?
So I'm sure our volunteers can tell you more their own stories about what they get from volunteering here. But volunteers with us, they get the immediate experience of being the first point of call for someone that walks in off the street and needs legal advice. You get to really see what the needs are. They get practical experience from administrative work, working on reception. That's something they can use for the rest of their lives. And also, we train up student volunteers to become caseworkers. At the moment, we have a project going on where students come in, they've been trained up, and now they're helping with form filling. They're now caseworkers. So these are fantastic skills that we can share. And also, the services they provide are invaluable. They're actually help like changing people's lives through the services that they provide by giving us one day a week.
Wow. And we have with us two volunteers here. So I'm going to start with you, Awa. Do you want to tell us about how you got involved with the Law Centre?
Well, I am a law student. I'm only a first-year student. So, of course, we're always encouraged to do, work experience or go out and actually look for work or something to help us improve our skills. But I first saw the Greater Manchester Law Centre and the fact that they were taking on volunteers at a law fair. And at first I was interested in the project where they train students. But then I looked at the application form and they had reception and they had all the campaigning in the little boxes that you tick. So I ticked reception and campaigning, and previously I had no experience. So it was frightening. It really was, because when you've not done anything before and this is a new organisation and you've not had any experience, the first thing that goes through your mind is I'm actually going to be accepted, or am I actually going to be helpful? But since I was given that email and said that they want to see me, they want to be able to take me on, it's been incredible, to say the least, because you start off as someone who's really quiet and someone who thinks that they don't have the ability to do something, but then being surrounded by all these different people from different backgrounds, and each person does their own thing in the sense that they have their own story, and at the same time they're passionate about the same thing, it's inspires you as well. Part of my role at reception is taking calls, answering back to emails, talking to people who come in. And although someone who from the outside may think reception isn't actually all that, it's probably one of the most insightful experiences that you can get as a law student, because seeing people come in who had who have difficulties and they are desperate to get help. And sometimes you can help them, sometimes you can't, but regardless, just seeing their faces and seeing how much they need that service. Some of them even skip citizens advice and they come straight to us because they see Law Centre and they think, you can help me. But it's heartbreaking sometimes to say we can't. So for us, that's the most insightful thing at the moment, for any law student, because you realise that law isn't just a course, or it isn't just studying or writing essays. It's so much more than that. It affects people's lives in every way, and understanding that helps you realize why you want to do law. So I did law because I wanted to do human rights and I wanted to go into that area and help people. And seeing these people here at the Law Centre, all the caseworkers and lawyers, seeing all the volunteers being passionate about the same thing, it all combines so well for me, because I can get to see what I want to do and I can see where my future is going. So it doesn't just train you, it gives you that passion and it feeds it, which is something that you won't be able to find just anywhere.
That's amazing. And how long have you been involved with the Law Centre now?
I've been involved, I think, for around 4 to 5 months, I think. And seeing its improvements, I have seen that. So I've seen how it's been able to grow. I've seen how they've been taking on more people. And it's very heartwarming, because you see that the campaign is pushing through and it's making a change. And seeing all the community and people being very supportive, it's a very wonderful thing to see. It gives you that foundation for yourself, saying that, yep, this is definitely working. And if we carry on, we can achieve something really big.
That's so lovely. How do you think your volunteer work here has impacted your studies?
Well, as I said, it helps you understand precisely the importance of law, because when you're studying law, you're told about the law, you're told about how to analyse it, how to apply it, but its importance and its effects, you won't be able to learn. You have to experience that, because people can tell you stories, but when you're actually seeing it and you're seeing people who are affected by it, it's a completely different thing. And it makes you, as I said, realise that law is so much more than university. It's so much more than even work experience. It's something that if you really want to make a change, you have to go out there, put yourself out there, do something about it. If you're the type of person that, wants to make a change in their community, but you don't know where, believe me, doing this is a good place to start. Just giving back to the community and seeing how much people need this, it's really, really important. So for my studies, now I love studying law because I realized just it reminded me why I want to do it and that I want to do this for the rest of my life. So it's been a really, really important experience for me.
Thank you. And Alex, can you tell us a little bit about your experience volunteering with the Law Centre?
Yes, so I originally heard about it when I first started university, but I'm doing a graduate diploma in law, which is like a law conversion course. So it's 3 years of law in 1 9-month period.
Wow.
So I saw it when I first got to the university and I sort of put it off because I'm a bit like that and I can only concentrate on one thing at a time. And then eventually I heard about the opening in February and how they were going to do a grand opening. So I decided to go. And I was just sort of overwhelmed with the sort of amount of people that had turned up and the sort of sense of community. Until that point, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with the degree afterwards. And it's quite daunting being on a course where a lot of people go who know exactly where they want to be doing it and what they're doing. I think within the ASCEs at the beginning of the year, there's only a couple of us that put our hand up and said that we don't know what to do. We might not even do law in the future. So it was a really like profound moment, I think, for me to see sort of that community involvement, and I knew then, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, this is what I'd like to do for a career, and I'd love to sort of help people. So I applied on the day. I got the sheets for forms and got home and made my mum and dad sign up for memberships. I really got quite keen on it, and then I sort of sat down and I was again really infused and wanted to do this, and I said that to who was interviewing me, and then I started on the reception. And my experience of the Law Centre is, at the moment, we're sort of, we can't help everyone all the time. And because of the publicity we've had and we've got patrons like Maxine Peake, people call up about anything. Like, they really do call up about that. But I think it's good because I find you never really leave a conversation without having to help them at all. Even if you can't help them particularly on an issue, the fact that they've just chatted to someone can always help. The fact that you sort of act as a triage to other charities can really help. You direct them to other people that haven't got the sort of publicity that we have when they run it, which is really handy for them. So I find it's really gratifying to sort of help people, even if it's not the help that maybe they originally came in to see you about or that they called up to see you about. Yeah, it's gratification is what I get from working.
Great. I know you said a little bit before about your interview process, and it's something you both touched on, that the Law Centre wants to make sure that you want to be here for the longevity of the process. Mm. How do you think the Law Centre has supported you in doing that?
What I really liked about starting out as a volunteer, it wasn't like I came along and just did a set job and went home. As I said, we're run by the community. We want to hear, sort of myself now speaking as a Law Centre employee, we want to hear what volunteers think about it because they have as much of a say in running this place as the management committee. We rely on the volunteers so much that they are going to shape where we go. So I think what Alex was saying is really poignant. I was getting a little bit emotional there at the start, in that it's not just about coming in and doing some work. It's about shaping the project because we rely on volunteers. We rely on the community. So as a volunteer, you don't just feel like you're working here. You feel like you're part of shaping a project. And that's a very empowering thing for a law student. Law students so frequently do work placements where they're just given a set task and then you go home at the end of the day and you can put it on your CV. This is building something and it's creating something, and it's a fantastic project to be a part of.
The alienation you feel in most working jobs because you have no interest in it. You work the 9-to-5, you go home, you don't think about it anymore. I think there's something really nice about being part of it and having to know your say is important, that sort of collectivity about it. It's not just a job, is it? It's sort of, you feel really emotionally invested in it. Makes you want to work harder as well. So there's a lot of sort of positives for that sort of the way this community runs this project. I think it's really good.
Yeah, I think it really is like a one big family because everyone cares about the other, and that reflects also in our work. So when you're doing something, you're not just thinking, I want to get it done. I want to do the best that I can for that person. So like Alex said, even if they call and you may not be able to actually actually help them as in we help them or give them an appointment, we do everything we can to tell them where to go or what to do, because you want to help, and that's something that you won't be able to find all the time, because it's something that the Law Centre does in itself. It teaches its volunteers, and it's going to be a really weird analogy, but it's like a little seed that everyone has, because everyone wants to help others, but you have to water it, you have to feed it, you have to give it attention, care for it to actually show and grow. And that's what happens with the volunteers. They come here, they have this idea that they want to help people. They don't necessarily know how straight away, but because the Law Centre guides them, it gives them that, the positive, you know, energy, if you'd like. It constantly keeps them going forward. They eventually find their own ground, and it just spread out everywhere. So that's what Alex means why we're so emotionally invested, because if something happens, or for example, a client came in and found out he won his case, you feel so happy for them. It's not even your case. You know, it was never your problem, but you automatically feel there's a sense of joy, and you're just celebrating with them. And it's not something you can explain. It's something that you have to experience, but it's just incredible. And that's what I mean by the Law Centre, so much more than just a law centre. It's even more than a campaign. It's this huge movement that is pushing towards constantly getting justice. It's like this beacon of hope, if you'd like, for everyone to know that as a community, when we stand together, when we want something, we can get it. So we just need to really work together to get where we want to be.
That's making me emotional.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, no, you're making me want to volunteer now. Where do you see the Law Centre going in the future? Be it a dream or something that you have lined up?
I think there's a lot of civic pride in Manchester, and I think people like the Law Centre and they want it to go. As we say, we've got people coming from external solicitors and lawyers wanting to work here. Hopefully this is not the only Law Centre, that we're going to see more of the Law Centres start to be restored. But I'm hoping this is sort of, it's going to pioneer the way for the restoration of Law Centres.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a dream, because dreams are part of your imagination, but it's clearly real. It's reality. And so far we have goals, you know, people have dreams, but we have goals because we can see them coming. We can achieve them with more support, obviously, from people. So I can definitely see it going places. You know, we want to open more law centres, so I think we can achieve that, because like Alex said, it's something that people want, and they like the idea that the law centre was set up by them, by the community. It makes them feel a lot more involved.
I think people care too much to let this fail. I think that's the best way to put it.
I was going to make exactly the same point. Like, our slogan is fighting together for access to justice, and whatever happens, we're not going to go down without a fight.
Roz, Arwa and Alex, thank you all very much indeed.
Olivia Graham at the Greater Manchester Law Centre. If you'd like to discover more about the work of the centre, they're online at gmlaw.org.uk. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to hear more from Lush, and our ever-growing archive contains interviews, debates and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.